USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump said on Thursday that delivery of the coronavirus vaccine will begin next week. Speaking to U.S. troops overseas via video link, Trump said the vaccine would initially be sent to frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens. The Trump administration plans to tighten sanctions on Tehran soon. The sanctions are based on military weapons, weapons of mass destruction, and human rights. U.S. Special Envoy for Iran, Elliot Abrams, cautioned against repeating President Barack Obama's mistakes in negotiating the 2015 nuclear deal. President Trump left that deal unilaterally 2 years ago. The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantaged consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As politicians continue getting a paycheck, many Americans are not because of decisions government officials make. One politician is standing up for those without a large-scale voice. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman called Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak a dictator after the Democrat governor issued a three-week statewide pause to curb COVID-19. The new policy started Sunday. It mandates casinos, bars, and restaurants reduce capacity from 50% to 25%. Goodman commented, "Sisolak has tried all these measures before, and the virus is still here." On Wednesday, Nevada health officials warned that the recent spikes indicates one person is diagnosed with COVID-19 every minute and one person dies every 2 hours. Nevada health officials did not indicate if the deaths included underlying medical conditions. Thanksgiving football saw the Texans beat the Lions 41-25 and Washington beat up Dallas 41-16. Star quarterback Lamar Jackson of the Ravens has tested positive for the coronavirus and will not play Sunday against the Steelers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump held a press conference after his Thanksgiving video chat with troops stationed overseas. Let's listen in to some of his comments.
There are those that say what I'm doing right now is the single most important thing I've ever done. And I think it may be true. It may be true. The vaccines, and by the way, don't let Joe Biden take credit for the vaccines. If Joe Biden, you know, Joe Biden failed with the swine flu, H1N1, totally failed with the swine flu. Don't let him take credit for the vaccines, because the vaccines were me, and I pushed people harder than they've ever been pushed before. And we got that approved and through, and nobody's ever seen anything like it. And you got a big resistance in the FDA from years and years of people working there, for years and years, different administrations. But the vaccines are, there are those that say it's one of the greatest things. It's a medical miracle. Don't let anyone try and take credit for it. But with all of the things I've done, this could be the most important, because there's been voter fraud going on, but never at this scale. Tens of millions of ballots have been sent out to people that didn't even want them. Many people, and I know you've heard, many people have received 2, 3, and 4 ballots. And many people have taken those 2, 3, and 4 ballots and they voted them. This election was a fraud. It was a rigged election. I mean, I hate to say it, but this was a rigged, at the highest level, it was a rigged election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.